about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right. Is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Good. The world is waiting for you. Good luck. Travel safe. Go!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
So I just heard about being leaving off team. And all I have to say is, you see that? You see how white people do? Always leaving the show just to go to England. Fix your life, Bean.
Yeah, it was sad to hear that Bean is leaving K-Rock. He's moving to England, which makes no sense, but nothing about Bean makes sense.
And now, I support the Great Lakes. Always have. They're beautiful. They're big. Very deep. Record deepness, right?
Our feature presentation.
I mean, he's not wrong, right?
No, he's not wrong.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 17th of April.
Hey, kids.
What's up?
A friend of mine. It's not important who. Why do you ask? Why are you looking at me like that? Just a friend, all right? That's enough. It's just a friend.
So it's you?
Definitely not you.
No, it's definitely not me. It's actually a friend who tweeted yesterday that the NBA wishes they could have as much excitement in 2 months of playoff basketball as the NHL has in 1 week of playoff hockey.
Agreed.
Now, that may not be fair to say this particular week when we've seen the greatest comeback in the history of the NFL playoffs, but
NBA playoffs.
NBA playoffs, yes. Mm-hmm. But his point is that playoff hockey is unbelievable.
I mean, it really is.
I did
crazy.
I did get engulfed in the story about the young college kid who got brought up to the NHL just for the playoffs and scored in his first line, basically the first few minutes of his entire career.
And you know what sucks about that?
That's what I wanted to hear about.
Yeah.
You know what sucks about that is he scores that goal, then they celebrate for, I don't know, 10 seconds, mm-hmm. and then they just move right on. I mean, you got to keep playing, and it's not like you can stop and high-five everybody and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a bummer, but yeah, that's always great. Chip's been saying this for, what, 3 weeks now? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Just, it's incredible.
It's so good. Like, this past weekend while you guys were partying at Coachella, I was dog-sitting, but it was perfect situation.
Really, that was more of a problem you had.
More of a problem I had.
Yeah.
I thought it was a sex position. It says how out of touch I am.
But all I did was watch playoff hockey every day, and it was the best. I mean, it'd be better if either of our team were in the playoffs.
No doubt.
But,
well, I'm just delighted because I, you know, obviously at the beginning of the season, I put all my money on Tampa Bay because it was clear that they were going to be a problem, and I thought, no problem. We're just gonna, like, it's a knife through butter getting through these playoffs for Tampa Bay.
Did Tampa Bay have one of the best records ever during the season?
I think they tied... I think they're either the Red Wings with 62
wins and the fourth most points in NHL history in a season.
And I think something like 98% of people who filled out brackets for the postseason had the Lightning winning.
I mean, how do you not?
Yeah.
It just makes sense. And then they went into the playoff. First round, they're the first seed, and they play...
Columbus Blue Jackets.
Who's the eighth seed?
Mighty Columbus Blue Jackets, you guys.
You probably could have given me three chances. I would have said you guys were making up a team name.
Yeah. And they got swept!
Yeah, but the problem with the Lightning was because they've blown through the regular season. They've had no resistance at all. But Columbus has been playing playoff hockey for the last month, trying to make it. So they were at another level that the Lightning couldn't match.
Go back to the kid for a second.
Yes.
In baseball, there's a cutoff, I think, isn't there, at which point players can come up to the majors?
Yeah. He was basically called up, and then within 24 hours, or, you know, 24 hours was playing hockey, and then made history within 48 hours.
Yeah, so Cale Maker, he was drafted by the Colorado Avalanche in 2017. It's not like football where you get drafted and you join the team.
You play.
You can play in juniors, you can play in college, and his team was just eliminated from the college championships, so it allowed the Avalanche to pick him up and throw him into the game.
That's an amazing story.
And he was College Player of the Year.
Yeah, so the Hobie Baker Award.
Yeah, it's not like he was, kind of a FedEx guy who they got into a hockey jersey. He's very, very good. But it was very strange for me to understand that one day you could be in college, and the next day you could be celebrating your NHL playoff goal.
Yeah.
Yes, that's amazing. Yeah. I love it. Well, anyway, who are we rooting for, guys?
Well, now the Blue Jackets, because I found out they were a hockey team.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
They're not
the Penguins.
They're not so much.
Go
in it
Pens,
anymore.
What?
They got eliminated
what?
Too. But I mean,
Kevin,
honestly,
put all your money on the Sharks.
Like, who is your team for reals, though? You'll never root for the Sharks. I know that.
Well, hold up. We'll never root for the Sharks to win the Cup. Mm-hmm. This series, they're playing.
They're not going to win a Cup.
Las Vegas, right?
Oh, and you want to see Las Vegas go down.
Yes.
And goaltending's a big problem for San Jose.
I have a question. Are you guys keeping your voice down because you think the players are in here?
they listen.
We don't want anyone to hear us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we're speaking to a microphone where people listen. Right? All right. Well, I'm very excited as well. I'm right there with you. I'm not a regular season hockey guy, but like a lot of people in a lot of sports, you know, NCAA basketball is one. Playoffs come around, all of a sudden you get real interested. So I'm enjoying this a lot. I feel like we owe our listeners an apology unless I have completely brain farted on this and missed it, unless we did this 3 years ago and I just don't remember it.
You're apologizing for something 3 years ago?
I'm apologizing for a story that I think we missed, a viral video that I don't think in my memory, and you know how bad my memory is, but I don't think we ever addressed on this program. And if that's the case, we should have been fired because it's one of the most awesome videos ever, and it has resurfaced recently. I don't know why it's back. It's years old. I can't exactly place where it came from. I do know that Johnny Knoxville just tweeted it out last week.
Can I guess?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, guys. So, like, I'm in the middle of editing. Mm-hmm. And my Instagram account got deleted. And I'm trying to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can.
She's great.
And I don't know why it's not working out for me. I'm in LA because of this. I'm in LA because I want to be on Instagram.
And everybody knows this is the only city. Is that it?
No, we covered that. We actually did cover that.
Is it Damn Daniel?
It's not.
Another great guess.
Is it Chocolate Rain?
Is it Boy After Dentist?
Do you guys remember a video called Democracy Manifest?
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
Sounds horrible for me.
It's great. Okay. It was new to me also, and I'm so mad that we missed it whenever it was popular. I'm so mad about this. This is a guy who was a dine and dasher, all right? He's a former chef who would eat out at expensive restaurants, and then he would just leave before he paid the bill.
Okay.
He did it 54 times in Australia.
Wow.
He was known as the restaurant runner. His name is Paul Dusa. He was 48 years old, and he was finally caught. And the video that went viral apparently several times over the last 15 years, the video is of his arrest, is of him being escorted out of a restaurant where he was finally nabbed by the police and being forced into a police car because he's fighting the whole way. What's amazing about him, he's an old Hungarian guy, by the way, is he has an unbelievably awesome accent and delivery. And the stuff that he says as the police are trying to put him into the car will blow you away. So here is our favorite Dine and Dasher.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
I mean, already.
This is from 1910?
Is he reading from a scroll?
Already, it sounds like a Sean Connery movie from the 1960s, doesn't it?
60s?
Listen to his delivery.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
So he's essentially narrating his own arrest and putting in bigger context of how democracy operates, okay? He's like pointing out, this is where we're at, people.
Wow.
Have a look at the headlock here. Yeah, see that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
What? What? Play that again. What?
So he's in a headlock and he's accusing one of the police officers who's trying to, again, force him into a police car of accidentally touching his genitals.
Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
I suspect we'll be hearing that soundbite forever.
This is the bike who got me on the penis, people.
This is the... Listen, again, the delivery is... the accent is amazing. The delivery is even more amazing. Listen to this. This is Shakespeare, you guys.
This is the bike who got me on the penis, people.
This is so weird.
People.
Why did you do this? The cup. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
This can't be real.
It is. It's real. So again, 54 times he's dined and dashed. Now he's asking the police, why are you arresting me? Just for eating a meal? And not just any meal, a succulent Chinese meal again.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
He's all just his cadence. His cadence.
Yes, it's weird.
I want him to read everything to
too.
Me. I don't want to ever listen to any other voice but his.
Agreed.
There's more.
Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Oh, yes. I see that you know your judo well.
I see that you know your judo well.
Right. So he was fighting and they were...
Yes, there's like six cops tried to force him into this car. And eventually they do get him into the car, and he has something to say for the police officer on the other side of the vehicle as well.
Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off.
What is happening?
Charles Dosa is his name. He died in 2003.
Oh, rest in peace.
Which makes me so sad because I want him on the show full time.
Agreed.
There were some rumors that he was also apparently a chess grandmaster, but I went deep into the Reddit threads on him yesterday, and apparently he just had the same name as the chess grandmaster.
I can't let that pass.
How much time did you spend doing a deep dive on this story?
Okay, if you had come across this video,
yes.
And by the way, it was a listener who sent it to me. I got to find the name and thank him. But if you had come across this video, you would never stop looking for more information about this guy, right?
You would
be looking for other videos. You would be looking for just more news coverage or something.
Seeing if
that.
He needs a roommate.
Yeah, seeing if we can live with him. Do you mind if I play the whole thing all the way through just one?
No,
more time?
I'd love please. It.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bike who got me on the penis before.
Get some cups.
Why did you do this to me?
In the car. Get some cups.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me?
Oh, my God.
He very much reminds me of our old friend Doc on the Rock, too, a little bit, by the way.
A bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where
that's
were
great.
We?
I don't
how
know.
How were we asleep at the wheel? When that video was out, Kevin and Bean had a duty to bring that to the K-Rock
movie. Man, that's
how
good.
How did you miss my video?
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Agreed.
And my day is ruined.
Agreed.
Understandable. You should be disappointed. We should be docked a day's pay for missing that video.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Can I ask you what's going to happen on today's show?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Let me do it.
Oh, you want to do it?
Yes, please. What's happening on today's show?
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
We have B Makes His Guess on the show today.
Yeah, we do. Oh, it's a difficult one today.
That's not good for me.
Difficult.
Jensen has a perfect concert rule, which I find incredibly dumb.
I thought about wearing a helmet today purely.
So we'll talk about that.
Look, Hot Take Jones has a lot of really bad takes.
Yeah. This one is one I feel very passionate about.
And we also have tickets for April Foolishness as well coming up. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Before Jensen in for Allie with what's happening, hang on. Oh, man, I had it and I lost it. Hang on.
I hate when that happens.
No, this is going to be worth it. This is going to be worth it. Hang on.
All right.
You guys just talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Bo Davis. Bo Davis is the Kevin and Bean listener who has been listening from the very start, he says, who sent us the video of the Democracy Manifest.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Bo Davis. He knows the brand.
Sure does.
He certainly does. He knows what
sure
is going
does.
To delight us. But
yeah.
I wanted to make sure that he got a shout-out for turning us on to now maybe my favorite video ever.
It's very good.
All right. As we mentioned, Allie's out. Jensen is here. It is time for What's Happening Here on a Wednesday.
Guys, was it life as normal for you last night? Because it's not for anyone in the Bayhive.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah,
this is
big.
You know.
I was watching hockey. I was fine.
I almost didn't come to work today, Jensen.
I understand. Because Homecoming, the Netflix film, which is an intimate, in-depth look at Beyoncé's 2018 Coachella set, is now available to watch on Netflix.
Which is amazing because it was advertised for Saturday.
Yeah.
And then, boom, out of nowhere, they dropped it last night.
Yeah, you may remember this was sort of hinted out for a while under just the name Homecoming. People put it together on their own because they're smarts. But yeah, now it's out. And Netflix even changed their Twitter name to Netflix US, a.k.a. Bayflix.
Is that right?
Yeah. Along with the film is a surprise live album, which is something no one saw coming. Just dropped a live album of Beyonce's Coachella set called Homecoming, the live album, which also, in addition to the entire set, includes Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy, singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. So Blue Ivy getting some of that publishing money. Mm-hmm. And also, it includes a recording of Beyonce covering Frankie Beverly and Maze's Before I Let Go.
Great song.
I have not listened to it yet. I don't know that song. But I'm very excited to.
I can't wait to watch this. I love all the behind-the-scenes stuff like this.
Yeah, well, supposedly you get a lot of it. And you get appearances from Jay-Z, J Balvin, and Beyonce's Destiny's Child old group mates, Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams. 2 hours and 17 minutes, by the way.
Inch. All 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Too long for me, for sure.
Don't I remember correctly that Solange also came out during the Homecoming show last year? No mention of her being on this video?
No mention.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she didn't
remember that.
Maybe she couldn't clear her?
I thought she was. I think I'm pretty sure she was part of it. Maybe she's just not a big enough name to mention.
Possibly. Well, yeah. Guys, would you pay money to see your favorite reality stars in person?
No.
I can't think of a reality star that I would do that for. No.
I think I would pay to not meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, MTV's Reality Con was announced this morning.
And yes.
It's coming the summer of 2020. It will be the first ever reality show convention, and MTV is hosting its soft launch.
I got to be honest, not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
Those shows are so huge.
Yeah, with Bravo and all that stuff, I feel like it's going to be a big hit. But it will.
Is the Cash Me Outside girl there? Because Kevin's in, if she
right?
is.
Right.
I feel like she would fit perfectly in. It features panels, interviews, performances, and more that celebrates television's biggest genre, really, and the impact it's had on television and society overall. Even though it's hosted by MTV, who really created the whole genre with The Real World in 92,
right.
The event will be an expansive look at reality shows' history, including people behind the shows of The Bachelor, The Real Housewives, Duck Dynasty, Big Brother, Drag Race, and Survivor, alongside Jersey Shore and The Hills.
Survivor!
Survivor, if you touch my penis! At press time, no one knows where it will take place or the exact dates, and they say all of that will be revealed at a later date.
Guys, if you get on a reality TV show,
mm-hmm.
you are now famous or at least have an income stream for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck Klosterman, I think, said it best when he said when you're on a reality show, you are the type of celebrity who gets recognized at a Burger King, but you're also the type of celebrity who eats at a Burger King. That's a great quote. But yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're a
They do bounce from show to show to show, oh, too, yeah. sometimes. So
yeah,
on
you're
on
the
longer.
Real World, then you're on The Challenge.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're a Vanderpump at this point... You're making good dough. Thanks, Dave.
Aren't they already making good dough?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought that was an Italian joke.
No.
All right, here we go. Happy birthday to Jennifer Gardner, Liz Phair, rapper Redman. That's a good one. Maynard from Tool and Perfect Circle. He's awesome.
Yep.
Boomer Esiason and Posh Spice Victoria Beckham. Happy birthday to all of you. And that's... When I became the song, I told life into the matter.
Hey! And you'll have beer mug in the studio for Jeez. 1 second.
That's a great way to wake up right there, by the way.
Agreed.
I love that we work at a radio station that plays System of a Down at 6:30 in the morning.
Same.
I love that. Hey, April Foolishness, as you guys know, is coming up at the end of the month on the 26th at the Microsoft Theater. Tickets still available, AXS.com. In about 25 minutes or so, we're going to give you the update on how the search for the opening act for this year's concert is going to be. I think we got some highlights of some of the people who have already submitted. By the end of show tomorrow... You need to get your entry in if you'd like to open the show. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I want to say, we're going to be giving away tickets with Kevin's favorite kind of jokes.
Oh, dear Lord.
Puns. Doing puns on the... Kevin, I thought of you yesterday. I was on Interstate 10 here in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And they had one of those little road signs that, you know, they put up with lights that they can, you know, give a message about.
Right.
Lanes closed and stuff like that. And it said, this Easter weekend, be extra... Careful driving, extra. EGG.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Because eggs are a part of the Easter celebration.
I tweeted a pun last night and hated it. I don't know why I did it, but I couldn't stop myself.
No, really? On your mind, yeah.
Talking about hockey and two teams that got swept, and I said how sweep it is.
See?
And then I
how
ended
did you not
with,
love that?
I ended with, I'll show myself out.
So, would you approve of Extra or no?
No,
it's
stupid.
Awesome.
Most puns are stupid. I think that's the problem that I have with it. If it's really done well, I'm fine with it, but most okay. of them are dumb.
All right, we'll be looking for your puns coming up at the 8 o'clock hour to win tickets for April Foolishness. First, though, time for B Makes Us Guess.
B Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
B Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
B is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B Makes Us Guess.
Yes. I feel like those clips from Omar are representative of the feature.
Look, we let him do his thing. We do not meddle with him.
Yeah, you don't mess with art, dude.
Right.
There is a site, much like Ranker, that we have spoken about before called the Top Tens. And this is a crowdsourced list site where anyone can, it's not scientific is what I'm saying, is anyone on the internet can vote, okay? And you can upvote or downvote things on a list. Okay. And the topic this time around was the top 10 greatest cities in the world. Greatest cities in the world. And by that, they mean culture, sports, outdoor stuff like beaches and parks, nightlife, history, all of those sorts of things. So in other words, when you think about a great city in the world, what city comes to mind? And I have the top 20 here. You get a point for if you can guess what the internet says with over 8,000 votes. What cities are the greatest cities in the world? You get a point if you get one inside the top 10. Kevin, as always, you sit at the head of the table, and you get the first guest on the greatest cities in the world.
I'm going to go with Branson. No?
I am so sorry
probably
to say.
21.
It
probably 21.
Yeah, it may just be outside the top 20, but no Branson, I'm sorry to say. Good guess, though. Good guess. Jensen.
I mean, number one, this is internet. Like, the internet picks these.
Right. That's
so
right. Yes.
Is it Bodie McBoatface? Okay. My pick is New York City.
New York City, obviously, is a great guess. Certainly one of the greatest cities. And I'll give you a hint. The greatest city in America, according to this list, at number two overall. Number two. Look. That's inarguable. New York City is one of the greatest cities in the
agreed.
Planet.
Absolutely.
Right. All right. Yeah, Jensen is on the board. Beer mug. How are you, son?
Very good. How are you, Bean?
Have you recovered from the weekend?
My voice is back. My head is clear. I'm ready to do this.
Take it easy.
Because you were pretty rough the last couple of days. All right. What's a great city, Beer mug?
I believe it's in America.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle.
Seattle is not in the top 20.
I mean, you're kind of kissing ass with Bean.
Right?
But he's in New Orleans now, so. Right.
I am going to tell you, though, this is another hint. There are five U.S. cities in the top 20. Five U.S. cities in the top 20, if I've done my math correctly. All right.
All right.
So that means 15 international. Kevin, you're up next.
Yuma. Yuma. Come on!
Kevin, you lived in Arizona. You wouldn't even go to Yuma.
Worst city in the world.
I'm sorry, did not make the list. Right. Jensen, you're up.
It would be offensive if I'm not the one who says my hometown, Los Angeles.
Number five of the greatest cities in the world. Yes, number five, Los Angeles. Well done. Jensen, on the board again.
Yes. Mugs.
All right, now I'm going to kiss Bean's butt. New Orleans.
No.
I mean, what are you doing? Are you just, like, honestly, right. Are you trying to get in this room forever?
Maybe.
Let's go with London next.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously. Kevin,
keep your streak alive. Why not?
Boise, Idaho. I'm sorry, no.
How?
Not in the top 20. Jensen, I feel like you're going to win this game. I feel like we could stop it now or in 5 minutes. It wouldn't matter, but what do you got?
I'm going to say Tokyo.
Tokyo is number four. Look at you.
Cleaning
have you
house.
Had number two, number four, and number five?
Yeah, bro.
Okay. Yeah, Tokyo.
Take it
four.
Easy.
Great city. All right, Mugs.
London.
Number one.
Whoa!
I mean, technically, I said it first.
Yes, you did.
Right?
You put it in his mind. Yes.
So I greatest, should get that one.
Greatest city in the world, according to the internet, top10s.com. Kevin, you're up.
Massachusetts.
Well,
I'm sorry. No. As we tell you every St. Patrick's Day, not a city.
Oh, it's not a city. Okay.
Jensen.
I really want to keep going with the U.S. ones because I think that's kind
of. He said there were only five.
Only five out of 20.
I've named two.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Oh, boy. I'm actually going to say Madrid.
Madrid is number, not on the list, not in the top 20, which was a shock to me, by the way.
Like I said,
I don't necessarily approve of this list. It's just what the dumb internet says.
Yeah.
All right, Muggs, and you guess here, and then we'll go around one more time.
All right, this is a very, very artsy city, and I want to go there one day and experience it.
We don't need your life story. Just give us a guess.
And maybe get some barbecue one time. Austin, Texas.
It ought to be on the list as far as I'm concerned, but not, no. It's one of the great cities of America. I don't know why it's not on this list, but maybe when you hear the rest of them, you'll understand. All right, Kevin, your final guess, please.
Riverside.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
So sorry you got blanked today, Kevin. Jensen, your final guess.
Well, I pretty much have locked in my win, so I am going to try for a U.S. City again. I'm going to say Las Vegas, Nevada.
Number 17, Las Vegas, Nevada. Great place to live, says the internet. You don't get a point, but yeah, that's in the top 20.
Okay.
Muggs, your final guess.
Let's go with Miami, Florida.
Miami was just outside the top 20 at number 21, I'm sorry to say. All right, here's your top 20 according to top10s.com and the internet. Number 20, Barcelona, Kevin.
Oh, love it.
Which is a city I would totally live in, I'll tell you that. It's
same.
Great.
Love it.
Number 19, Moscow.
I mean, it seems like a terrible place to live.
It really does.
Number 18, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
That's a terrible place to live.
As a guy who grew up there, I'm telling you, it's not. It has so
you
much
grew up
going
in,
on.
Just outside, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just to talk about... Say,
you talk about culture and history and parks and things like that. It's amazing. Nightlife, it is amazing. Number 17, Jensen had it, was Las Vegas. Number 16, here we run into a bunch of Asian cities in a row. Hong Kong was number 16.
Okay.
Shanghai, number 15. Singapore, number 14. Toronto, number 13. Didn't think about Canada. Yeah. Number 12, another U.S. city, is Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Chicago loves that place.
Number 11, Mumbai in India. Number 10, Istanbul, which is a city I can't wait to visit, by the way, when I live in Europe. Then number 9, Berlin. Then Rome, Dubai, Sydney, Los Angeles, Tokyo, Paris, New York, and London. So there's the greatest cities in the world. So says the internet. This has been Bean Makes Us Guess.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Two ways to win your tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. You can keep listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We've got them for you within about 15 minutes or so from right now. And a bonus chance to win a 4-pack of Uni Studios Hollywood California Neighbor Passes, available right now for you at KROQ.com. Allie is out today, but Jensen's here. What's happening, dude?
Well, the Grammy-nominated singer Bebe Rexha has revealed that she is bipolar. The 29-year-old singer and songwriter shared this information during a series of tweets from her account on Monday. She wrote, "For the longest time, I didn't understand why I felt so sick, why I felt lows that made me not want to leave my house or be around people, and why I felt highs that wouldn't let me sleep, wouldn't let me stop working or creating music. Now I know why. I love you all so much," she added, "and I hope you accept me as me."
I guess this announcement was meant to be.
Is that a song by her?
Yeah.
The song with the Florida Georgia Line is number one for 39 weeks.
File.
I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
You guys don't get me.
I'm going to move on to the next story.
Please do.
Guys, if you have $25,000 or $35,000 to just throw into the fire and you love Game of Thrones, I have the item for you.
Perfect.
It is a custom guitar stylized to look like a prop in your favorite dragon show. Fender and Game of Thrones have now put out the cross-promotional merchandise tailor-made for this idiot. The Fender Custom Shop designed 3 Game of Thrones-themed guitars named after the Stark, Lannister, and Targaryen. Is that how you say it?
Sure, why not?
I mean, we're the worst people for this.
We are, yeah.
Pop culturally, there is nothing more important than Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And across us three in this room right now, we've seen basically one and a half
episodes.
I've seen
two.
You've seen two.
Yes.
Because Kevin and I just watched the season premiere on Sunday night.
But
so
not seasons. Episodes.
Yeah, episodes. Right. So I feel like Kevin and I are actually experts now compared to you.
I've never even seen a clip. I've seen a dragon in a commercial.
I tried early, like season one or whatever, because everybody told me this is so great. Mm-hmm. And it was one of some of the episodes are slow and they set up a bunch of stuff that's going to pay off later. And I got one of those and I was like, I don't know. It seems like it's a little too slow.
I'm sure it's great. But any TV show where the people who love it are like, oh, it gets very confusing. It's also very slow at times. You're like, what do you like about it?
But, you know, to be honest, you could make the same criticism about Walking Dead. I mean,
there are some of those too. That's true.
Episodes in a row sometimes where you're just like, can anything happen? Yeah,
that's true.
There's a focus on the walking, not the dead.
Yes,
many times.
But it does. Yeah. At some point, they blow you away with a great episode. You go, okay, this is why I'm still in, and I suspect that's what we're going to find out.
But it also, a lot of times, that episode that blows you away pays off those other ones that you sat through.
Right. Exactly. All worth it.
Yeah. So do I need a $35,000 Game of Thrones guitar, I guess is my question.
I think so. If you've seen that one episode, absolutely. it was painstakingly crafted by principal master builder Ron Thorne. That's the $25,000 piece, which sounds expensive until you realize that the case is lined with faux wolf fur.
What?
Yeah, that's true. The House Lannister Jaguar is $30,000, and the other Stratocaster is $35,000. You can watch, this is kind of cool, the guitar is in action in a demo video that features Game of Thrones creator and showrunner D.B. Weiss and the Game of Thrones composer Ramin Djawadi perform the show's opening theme with, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Morello.
Oh.
Scott Ian of Anthrax.
Wow.
And Nuno Bettencourt, who's become one of the greatest sort of background musicians of all time. But I know him most from More Than Words.
By Extreme. Yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. This is the three of them all playing Game of Thrones?
Yeah, jamming out.
I love him, but he's such a nerd.
I know. Leave that stuff to people who can't do cool things, like me.
We had a listener who ran into him at the Ren Fair the other day and tweeted us a picture. It was awesome.
Yeah, that dude's a dorko.
Totally.
So listen, each guitar is hand-built to make. You know, like if you order it, they just make it for you. So if you're looking to spend...
Can they make me a dragon guitar? That's what I want.
Size. Oh, like a full drag.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Fire coming out the mouth.
Exactly.
Conan O'Brien, you guys might not remember the story, is being sued for joke theft.
Yeah, until I saw this update yesterday, I had completely forgotten about this.
Yeah, there's a guy named Alex Caseberg who's suing Conan, Conoco, which is the company he runs, TBS, and Time Warner for stealing jokes from his blog and social media. This is a couple of years old of the story, but now, in just the next month, it's going to go to trial. And according to The Hollywood Reporter, there's some really big names testifying. Patton Oswalt will testify for Conan O'Brien.
Wow.
Along with Andy Richter and Conan himself. If you went to Largo and saw those three people, you'd be like, that was a pretty good
thrilled,
night.
Yeah.
Now, do you think when you bring in somebody like Patton, do you think his role is going to be, look, current events happen, and a lot of times people come up with the same concept of a joke because we're all mining the same material every day?
Yes.
I would guess so. He would know.
Yeah, he's going to be the comedian expert. But weirdly, the judge has decided that two expert witnesses on the Caseberg side will not be able to testify. So this kind of goes against what we thought Patton would be talking about. One was Dr. Dave Barsky, who was set up to present a statistical model. So they said they don't need that. And then the other expert was to be Elaine Boozler, kind of the big 80s female comedian.
Wow.
Who the judge referred to as an expert comedian, though in the end he decided her evidence was neither necessary or helpful.
Huh. I need this trial to be on TV, by the way.
Well, good news for you. The trial is open to the public. So they haven't said anything about it being televised, but you can definitely go there if you find yourself.
That's where Allie is today, by the way. She's waiting in line at the courthouse so she can be front row to look at Conan.
Oh, well, I'm already in line for Elaine Boozler. Fortunately, they banned her.
I'm going to tell you that Conan O'Brien has a 30-year run of successful late-night TV.
Yeah.
A Simpsons writer before that. He's one of the naturally funniest people in the world. He has a staff full of great writers. He's not ripping off a guy we've never heard of's Twitter account for his monologue. I promise you that.
Yeah, and even if that's the case, it's not on Conan, it's on the writers. And I believe the issue about that is that they sign away that right, just being like, you know, you are not stealing jokes.
Yeah.
So I would assume you'd go after the writer and the company, but I, again, this is a trial I would be willing to watch because it's super weird.
It reminds me so much of the superstars who are sued for stealing a song from somebody no one's ever heard of that they never would have had the opportunity to even hear that song.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, believe me, The Rolling Stones did not steal your song, sir.
That's why I don't take, as a producer myself, I don't take any submissions. It's not worth it to me.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, they're too scary. Yeah, a lot of people have that policy for that exact same reason. This is what happens.
Well, there are some celebrity birthdays today. Rapper Redman, Maynard from Tool in A Perfect Circle, Liz Phair, Jennifer Gardner, Boomer Esiason, NFL quarterback and now sportscaster, and Posh Spice of the Spice Girls, Victoria Beckham. It is also her birthday, and that is...
Very excited about her April Foolishness show, which is coming up on the 26th of April at the Microsoft Theater, which is what? It's 2 weeks from Friday, right?
Yeah, I think so.
2 weeks from Friday. It's going to be a great lineup with Adam Ray and Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie If, Jamie Lee, Ray Romano, the Kevin Amin rap battle to the death. We got some special surprises that we can't announce they're going to be there. And you... If you are the opening act winner. In other words, we are looking for comedians who can start the show. This is the fifth year we've done this, and we've got a perfect record so far of people that were not familiar to our audience who come out and slay.
Did you say 2 weeks from Friday?
Isn't it?
I think it's 1 week from Friday.
It's even closer than I thought.
That's crazy.
Well, like I said, I was guessing out loud. I don't know. So a week from Friday is when the show is. You can still buy your tickets to be there in person at AXS.com. But more importantly, we want to get you on the stage at the Microsoft Theater. And as I said, we've had a great track record so far. So how's it looking? Dave says we've gotten like 100 contestants already trying to get in, right?
We've got some good ones. You want me to play some?
I do. I'd love to hear what the competition is like.
I hope that I'm not ruining anyone's name. It's not on purpose, but, you know, it's me. So the first one is Tamer Catton, and he sent in this.
I'm not a regular Arab. I have a Muslim father and a Jewish mother.
Muslim father and Jewish mother. Okay. That seems odd.
Oh, thank you. Silence and a rumble of concern. That's perfect. That was the sound of the wedding. I like you guys. It's so weird. People always freak out and they find out I have a Muslim dad and a Jewish mom. They're like, Muslim dad, Jewish mom? What does that make you? Super circumcised. Eyes up here, buddy. Eyes up here. That's what it makes me. I come from such angry people. Even my d- looks like a bullet.
He's not bad, right? That's a great start.
I like Tamer.
Not bad.
Great start.
All right. Next up is Jordan Conley. And a big Disney fan. And what if a Disney was a thug?
Like, I feel like if I wanted to be a thug, I feel like my thug innuendos would still have Disney references. It would confuse a lot of people. I'm just in my hood. Somebody walks up, I'm like, hey, fam, I suggest you get out of my hood right now, or I promise you I'm going to knock that glass slip off your foot. You ain't going to never make it to the mall. They're like, what did you say? I'm like, you heard me, street rat. Keep talking, I'm rubbing your neck. You ain't gonna like my three wishes, because I'm a beauty, but you're turning me into a beast, and me and my space rangers are about to knock into your head and beyond. You think somebody's worried about you, fam? You got another thing coming, Hakuna Matata. And I laughed.
If you could understand that, you would have laughed.
Yeah. Some parts in the middle. Well, I mean, the good news is we couldn't hear it because people were laughing.
True.
We're going through opening act contestants, just a handful of them. There are so many more. And what we're trying to do behind the scenes is narrow it down to the top 10. So you've got until tomorrow at the end of the show.
Friday at
10. The end of the show, right? I'm getting all the dates wrong.
It's only Wednesday today.
To get your entries in, and then we'll announce the top 10, and you can start voting on them next Monday.
This is a burn on Bean as Erica Dawson is playing ukulele.
We all have a lot of shame, you know, hidden in places. And I wrote this song about that. This is about my biggest fear in my tiniest hole. It's called Tiny. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's something that I need to get off my chest. And no, I ain't talking about my itty bitty breast. No, it's my tiny baby little hole. And yes, I am talking about my hole.
She's singing a song about her b-hole on a ukulele. Okay.
Well, she knows the brand.
What do you want from us? That's fantastic.
Can I vote? I mean, I'm on the website now.
And finally, here's one from Jamiro McLean, I believe, talking about cougars.
Some cougars in here. I love cougars. No, it's a casino. Don't take it to think. I love cougars, not because I have messed up credit. No, that's not why. I love cougars because I love the smell of vitamins and minerals. Like, just something about it. Gives me the chills. I dated this cougar. She's really pretty. pretty eyes. It was bothering me. Like, we made love. She didn't make no noise. It was like she wanted to make love. She didn't want to have sex. She was really quiet, and it really messed my confidence. Like, she was too quiet. Like, she stared at me like she was trying to steal my soul. Just, I need you to breathe at least. Like, please. Something, blink. Start making some kind of noise. And then she started making noise, but like a bad actress that's overacting, she started over the top. She's screaming. Oh, no, no. You wake my mom up. That is too loud. I don't need that much, man.
We have funny listeners,
right?
Yep.
All right, so the end of show Friday is the submission for opening act. If you are a comedian, you're 18 and up. You just fill out the form at krock.com, and you send us a link to your stuff. And then, like I said, we announce the top 10 on Monday, and then you vote. And then we find out who's going to be opening the show. By the way, tickets on sale now to be there in person at AXS.com. And less than 1 hour from right now, we're going to be looking for your puns. Just after 8, it's going to get pretty punny in
pun
here.
Pun jokes.
That's right. So we're going to be looking for those less than an hour from right now to win your way in. All the details for this year's Kevin and Bean April Foolishness. I don't like to, to brag or anything, but garbage is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Why are you bragging? What does that have to do with you?
It's kind of all of us,
just,
really.
The show, on behalf of the show, saying. Okay. I'm not saying we're anything special, but Garbage is stopping by, talking about their upcoming Will Turn show. I love those kids.
I do, too.
I love them. They're so fun. That'll be tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour. And don't forget, if, for instance, you're not listening tomorrow, you miss it, or you listen too early or too late, we have a podcast. Just for you.
What?
So that you don't have to miss stuff that happens on the Kevin and Bean Show. We know that it's hard to listen for beyond your, getting ready and commuting in the morning. But that's why we put the show up on the podcast at radio.com or wherever you get yours. Because, you don't want to miss something like Shirley Manson on with Kevin and Bean tomorrow.
We were talking Avengers Endgame, which is clocking in at 3 hours and...
Five minutes, something like that. Yeah.
It's too much.
Too long, yeah. I know that.
Not for me, though. Well, here's the thing. It depends on the movie. Some movies, if they're well done, don't shake your head. I haven't even started.
It's too much.
If they're well done and they move quickly, you go, how was that 3 hours? Because if you do it well. Now, 3 hours is an exceptionally long time.
Just to remind you, it's more than 10% of your day. And I'm not even talking about your waking
day. I'm so excited to see it that if it's even good, I'm happy with it being 3 hours. However, most movies are too long at that size.
But having not seen it yet, Kevin,
yes.
Don't you guess that I don't know anything about the Avengers.
Right.
Don't you guess that you could edit 20 minutes out of that movie and make it better?
30 minutes even.
I mean, I would assume so. But I'm so excited for it that it doesn't – it's not like when you say it's 3 hours, I go, oh, well, maybe not. I'm in.
The Russo brothers came out yesterday and said, this is the shortest they could make it. That's literally their quote. They could not make it any shorter.
If that's true, then it's edited so it moves quickly, and I assume that there's a lot of storyline, and I'm in. No problem with that.
Now, I will say, and again, there are exceptions to the rule, but – The Godfather was over 3 hours, right? Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't touch a frame of that. Titanic was over 3 hours. I love that movie. Magnolia was over 3 hours. Genius. Brilliant
Magnolia
movie.
Could have been cut down. What I'm saying is this. I think that the phenomenon of long movies for no reason is within the last decade. So I think the Godfather, Titanic, there are some longer movies that are obviously fine at the 3 hours.
You don't think The Wolf of Wall Street needed to be over 3 hours?
No.
Which it was, by the way.
Yeah, it was. No, there's no need. I think every movie should be an hour and a half. I've said that a million times. I think it's the perfect sweet spot.
And I'm going to say I agree with you most of the time. Yeah. Most of the time a movie should be an hour and a half.
Well, don't keep the word agree in your mouth long, because this opened up a whole can of worms for me where I believe everything should be shorter.
This is where Jensen gets dumb.
And I know this is hot take Jones, but I think all concerts should be 35 minutes.
You said 35 minutes. You meant an hour and 35 minutes.
No.
I'll
say...
If you go see a band...
Yes, I think that it should be 35 to 45 minutes. I say 35 because that's my wheelhouse, but I get that you could be 45.
Really? So you're going to give us an extra 10 minutes there?
Yeah.
It shouldn't take longer to get out of the parking lot than the concert lasted, Jensen.
I think... Here's my thing. I think we get rid of all B-sides unless it's a B-sides concert. Like, unless it's said, oh, these are rarities, and because I know Jay-Z's doing that this coming week,
right,
or a week or later. B-sides or whatever, that's fine with me. But if I'm going to see a concert, I think it should be focused on the new album So, for example, you know, like I went to see Pusha T this last week. I want to see the songs from Daytona, the
right,
new
but
record.
Let me say something
And then
about
I want
that.
To see one or two hits, and then I want to get home.
That's so not me, because most people don't know the new album well enough yet.
But that's what they're,
and
that's
so
what they're
you
promoting.
Want, and
but
so
that's what,
you, what
they're touring.
I don't care. As a fan, I want to see the songs that I love as well. I don't want to hear two hits and then all their new album. No.
It's too long. I also don't need to hear full songs.
I'm sorry?
I don't need to hear the full song.
But there's nothing worse than an artist you love and you go and they put eight hits in a medley. There's nothing worse.
I mean,
than
that does suck.
Is that
I
the worst,
that.
Though?
It I is. Mean, it sucks.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Because you want to hear the song. That's why you went there.
I do get it if you're going to see somebody who has 40 hits. Mm-hmm. They just literally, there's not enough time to play them all. You'd be there all night.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And sometimes they'll do a medley like that, but no one enjoys the medley.
I think we should probably get rid of covers.
Oh, come on.
You're just, that's ridiculous.
You feel like that's a magical moment. Look, the first time we saw Panic at the Disco do Bohemian Rhapsody back at the Weenie Roast a couple of years ago, it blew all of our minds. It was one of the most remarkable highlights in Weenie Roast history. We all walked out of there thinking, man, we were so lucky to see them do that Queen song.
I agree.
Yes,
I mean,
oh my God, it was incredible.
I just don't need to see Katy Perry do a Tori Amos song. But yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, that one is really good, but I'm looking at it as an overall average of our nation. I don't think that...
Okay, well, if you're... Yeah, so there are room for some examples that could go longer than 35 to 45 minutes.
For me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
I
man.
I don't think, I honestly think that you guys are used to that, and you're like, oh, hour and a half, 2 hours for a concert is
but
normal.
But if I'm paying the ticket price that I'm paying.
Well, I'm lowering all ticket prices.
And
well, are you?
Yeah, I'm lowering
and I'm
them
leaving
all.
My house, and I'm driving to the arena, and right. I'm getting parking, and I'm going in. I want my hour and a half, 2 hour show.
I mean, Jensen, what about Kanye West, who we all agree is a musical genius,
yes, very good
who absolutely has more than 2 hours of great songs, each of which you'd be excited to see?
I think 45 minutes can get that done. I do. I'm not just making this up. I think, like, there's, for example...
Is this because you don't want to leave your house?
I'd like being home,
yeah.
But I do think that if you went to Foo Fighters and the overall concert of a 15-minute opener and them for 45 minutes and it's an hour long, I think you're going to go home wanting more. And
I want more right then, and I'm going to riot because they've only played 35 to 45 minutes. I want Foo Fighters to play 2 hours. Are you insane?
I really genuinely feel
Foo
this way.
Foo Fighters are an exception. Is what I would
they
say.
They have to be.
I
exception.
Can understand your rule where if it's not a great band, you don't want to see them for 2 hours. But Foo Fighters has a catalog.
I have one. Do you think Coldplay should play for 2 hours?
I think Coldplay fans would like to see 2 hours of Coldplay. They've got like six albums. They've got a ton of songs.
I think Tiny Tim fans want to see Tiny Tim for 2 hours. I'm just saying.
I know it's popular to hate on Coldplay. I do think it's deserved.
I like Coldplay. I'm just saying I don't think I want to see them for 2 hours. I think I'd love to see Coldplay for 45 minutes.
Let me give you another one. This is now I'm going a little back further. Mm-hmm. But a band that has an incredible catalog that could play 2 hours easily and is more of a jam band where their songs are 10 to 12 minutes long.
You're
going to
say
great.
Dead & Co. or Fish?
The Cure.
Oh, all right.
Who I love.
The Cure should definitely not play for 2 hours.
Oh, insane. I would watch them for 2 hours and it would seem like 10 minutes.
Way too long and way too sad. No.
They do 3 hour shows and their fans walk out exhilarated and exhausted. That's what they want.
Because they don't know my system.
Well, your system sucks.
Your system is terrible, Jensen.
They would get used
to it. The Cure is starting to tour again. If they did 35 minutes, I would be so mad.
This is the worst take you've ever had.
I think this is true. I think that people's attention spans are used to the 2 hour shows and go, okay, well, I know I'm in for it. But I think that if you started to see stuff that was whittled down to hits, like, I think you would become more accustomed to that system. And
to being ripped off every time we went to a concert?
Again, I've lowered all the prices.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being excited about that.
Again, I've lowered all the prices.
All right, let's take one call before the break because the phones are blowing up. Let's make it to Dan, please, Pico Rivera, 1-800-520-1067. If you want to argue with Jensen on our behalf, you can.
Or argue for me.
Well, I don't think there's going to be any of those people. But or if you have another exception, like Kevin has already mentioned, Foo Fighters.
I have others,
already mentioned
too.
The Cure, right? If you have another exception to Jensen's dumbass rule about 45 minutes, we want to hear from you. All right, Dan, you're up. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning. I love Jensen, but I'm sorry. You know, Jensen, you're free to leave a concert whenever you want.
Oh, boom!
No, that's an argument.
35 minutes.
Dan,
bye, Jensen.
Dan,
I'm going to enjoy the next hour and a half.
Dan, I understand that argument, but I will fight back by saying that most musicians, when they set up these two-hour shows, they put their hits at the end. So if I leave 45 minutes in, I'm going to miss a ton of the songs that I want to hear. But if it was set up
then
in the...
show up late.
Then I missed the opening song. I'm trying to set up a set list so that it's the hottest 45 minutes I can get at the show. That's
but,
what I'm trying
but
to
here's,
say.
But here's, but, okay.
And the way he, the way that Dan is saying, bands, I will miss it.
There are some bands, wow, I don't even know how to begin here.
Do you want to hear Rattle and Hum songs at the U2 concert?
Yes.
Do I want to hear Angel of Harlem and Desire? Of course I do.
That was my next example was U2, because they have hits for days. They could play 2 hours and they'd all be hits. And not to mention, maybe the best live show ever with the staging and everything that they do. It's always exceptional.
By the way, the staging stays if it's 45 minutes. Just
all right, let me say goodbye to Dan and thank him for calling. You make an excellent point. Jensen should just get the hell out whenever he's done. But I'm also going to close with this before we go to the break, Jensen. And that is, if you go to Coldplay or U2 or Kanye and you only want 45 minutes, I'm going to say you're not really a fan of those acts.
Boom!
Because all you care about are the hits on the radio, and if you were a fan of those acts, you would care about their other songs, too.
Oh, yeah. Please do all your poetry and stuff. Do everything everything that's in your catalog. Sure. Do the interludes and the skits, too.
No, but what I'm saying is those artists have way more songs than 45
Agreed.
Minutes.
Agreed.
And it's a treat to hear. Look, if
like The Cure, for example, they have a lot of songs that weren't radio hits that I love and would
that
love
are great.
To see.
Yeah. And it's a treat when you go see Coldplay and they do a cover. Like, I'll give you another example. Hollywood Bowl a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Coldplay did Fight for Your Mother Effin' Right to Party because we had just lost Mike D. And that was a beautiful, touching moment of a band doing a cover that wasn't expected. You would cut that because that didn't make your 45-minute hit list?
Well, I also think all karaoke songs should be 45 seconds.
Karaoke.
1-800-520-1067. Help us take Jensen Hot Take Jones down. We'll take your calls next on camera.
All right, Jensen's dumb and thinks that all concerts should be 35 to 45 minutes long.
I got stuff to do, man.
Yeah. Jensen's already at home watching The Daily Show, Kevin,
yeah.
while you're enjoying that final hour of the concert that he left early.
Right.
That's what's happening.
But let him leave early.
We are taking calls to yell at Jensen. Please feel free to pile on. And also exceptions. Jensen says there's no artist who should be over 2 hours.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, I
already gave you two. The Cure and you two.
Hour and a half, I'm even going to lower that down to. I don't think any artist for sure should go beyond an hour and a half.
Well, you're dead wrong, and Cheryl is here to tell you why. She joins us from, Beaumont?
Yes.
Beaumont. Can't see.
Good morning,
Cheryl. Cheryl, you're on the air.
If you're a fan, you don't care how long they play. You're not even going to realize how long it's going, and then it's going to be like, oh, my God, we're done. We've been there like 2.5 hours. Depeche Mode, a prime example.
Depeche Mode is a prime example.
Perfect.
Every time I've seen them, they played for over 2 hours, and I wouldn't cut a single song.
So what you're saying is no matter how long your favorite artist creates something, you're going to love it. Like, if they make a 25-minute song, you're going to be like, this is the best song.
I mean, that's an extreme exaggeration, though.
So what I'm saying is I'm trying to make the best product. I know that you'll just like anything that your favorite artist makes, but I do think you would have a better time at a 45-minute to an hour show
I'd be
of
so
Depeche
angry.
Mode.
I'd be so
angry. At 45 minutes, you're just starting to get dancing and moving and talking to the people next to you. No,
If I see Depeche Mode and it's 45 minutes, I'm rioting.
Yes,
I'm burning that place down.
Cheryl, loosen up earlier.
And I'm gonna take it another step further. Cheryl, we would like you to replace Jensen Karp on the Kevin Beach Show. Can you start tomorrow?
I will be there.
Okay, fantastic. 1-800-520-1067. Please help us yell at Jensen. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right, Jensen is dumb time, 7:43.
I mean, there are some people who are sending a text that agree with me.
I just
want you to know. Mitchell McFergus says, I agree with Topanga's husband, which I'll allow because you're agreeing with me. Prince, God love him, had no idea how to end a song. I detest all remixes. And what the hell is with jazz? Why can't they just play the notes? Mitchell, you're right. I saw Prince at the Forum, and I left after 5 hours, and I missed 6 songs.
Okay, but let me tell you something about Prince. He's an actual first of all, was a genius musician.
I don't disagree with that.
And there's a live experience there. You don't want Prince to go up there and recreate the record. You want to see a living, breathing song by a musical genius like Prince. Wherever he wants to go with it, that's where you go.
Nah.
Kevin, you back me on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
No.
Let's take some calls. 1-800-520-1067. We're starting with Eric. He's in Burbank. Eric, welcome to the Kevin Mean Show. What's going on, my friend?
Are you kidding me, man?
What? Are you alive? You all right?
I just woke up,
yeah.
And I wish I never did, man. Oh, my God.
Well, the
I
good
know,
news
like,
is, Eric,
suicide is...
Eric, I'm
okay.
setting up...
Take it
Eric,
easy with
I'm
the suicide.
I'm setting up a world where you would be able to sleep more because you're not going to be at concerts for a stupid amount of time.
Oh, my God. Please don't procreate.
Too late.
Too late. He's got one in the oven.
Too late,
Eric.
Eric, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Shannon. We don't have a lot of time, but believe it or not, Shannon is in Riverside, and she's online, too. She agrees with Jensen. I never thought anyone would agree with this ridiculous policy.
Thank you.
Shannon, hi.
Hi there. So about 7 or 8 years ago, I went out to Vegas to the MGM Grand and saw George Strait, and he had two openers, and... I kid you not, our concert started about 8. We walked out at 11:30.
Nope.
This man's hit since the early 80s, and he played every last one of them.
Yeah.
And you didn't like it.
Oh, man. You know, the first hour was great.
Yep.
Then I was like, well, he's only got a couple more to go. And he kept going, and he kept going.
Yeah.
And... I mean, it's an ongoing joke in our family and with my best friend that every time we see them advertise for George Strait in Vegas, that it's just the same concert and it's still going.
Too long.
Let me give you another example of a band that needs 2 hours because they're a jam band, and that's Dave Matthews.
Oh, Dave Matthews, I could definitely wrap up in an hour. No.
What?
I argue Dave Matthews is a lot like Taco Bell in a sense that I love that taste that Taco Bell has. Everything kind of tastes the same there.
Uh-huh.
And I love that one taste, but I don't need a bunch of it. Like, I could get away with just the one, like, you know, chalupa. Whatever it is. I'm saying I like Dave Matthews, but I could just, like, do Crash and I'll go home.
There are a lot of people who believe that Dave Matthews should not be allowed to tour at all.
Yeah,
are you them?
No, I just do Crash. That's the one out. All the songs sound like Crash. Every song Dave Matthews has ever done ends with him going, Crash.
I'm just going to say, though, for Shannon, though, when you go to a guy like George Strait, who maybe our audience may not be familiar with, but literally has had 60 number one hit singles on the country chart.
Yeah, you don't have to play them all, bro.
Number ones. No, but what I'm saying is, she had to be very satisfied whenever she left that concert. She had more than gotten her money's worth. What's wrong with him playing longer for the people who choose to stay and want to be there?
Well,
it's not like he did the thing that you're talking about, Jensen, where he, you know, saves a bunch of hits toward the end. He's playing nothing but hits all night long.
I, again, am saying maybe he waits for his biggest hit at the end. I'm just trying to set a set list that makes everyone happy with all the hits in 45 minutes to an hour. And I'm really feeling 35, but at least I'm just giving you some.
Do you
kind of
rush
leeway.
Are you in? What? Yeah. Why do you have to
Jensen
leave
has
so
to
fast?
Poop is one thing.
Where do you have
he
to
can't
go?
Be anywhere unless he has to poop.
Well, I do have to poo at home. That does play into
oh,
it.
Oh, that explains everything.
But I have things I have to do.
We
sure.
all
have things to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More, everyone always goes, we need more hours in a day. I'm giving you it.
No, but these are the hours that I cherish. These are the best hours when you're watching your band.
I love that, watching my band. I'm out there, I'm watching my band, I'm having fun. Go for 6 hours, man.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54. Unfortunately, we're not going to give away April Foolishness tickets today because
we're
out of time.
Yeah,
we definitely
have a lot of other stuff to talk about.
Funny you
so
should ask,
we don't have time.
The show is a week from Friday.
I didn't ask anything.
Microsoft Theater featuring the great Ray Romano, Adam Ray, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Iff, Jamie Lee, the Kevin and Bean Rap Battle, which, by the way, we have to get back to practicing on that, Jensen. We're kind of falling behind.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
We're looking for pun jokes this time. Kevin, did you hear about the cross-eyed teacher who couldn't control his pupils? I mean, come on. After the accident, the juggler didn't have the balls to do it anymore. I mean, these are great stuff, right?
No, that's
terrible. I used to
be
afraid of hurdles, but I got over it. I mean, this is the kind of thing we're looking for.
And I'm the one with the hot takes?
I can't hate this more.
I read a book on anti-gravity. I couldn't put it down.
All right, here's what you do.
You give us a call with your pun jokes at 1-800-520-1067, and we'll do knockout round like we've been doing. Mm-hmm. If you have the best joke, you stay on hold until somebody beats you or you win the ticket.
You guys can handle that. I'm going to go wherever Jensen goes after his 20-minute concerts.
1-800-520-1067. What did the alien say to the pitcher of water? Take me to your leader. I mean, this is what we're talking about.
I know.
Your call.
That's my point.
Right after What's Happening in for Allie, here's Jensen.
Guys, Lori Loughlin pleaded not guilty.
I mean, I guess that's a legal strategy, but she's clearly guilty.
It's so dumb.
Wow.
Lori Loughlin and Massimo, her husband, reportedly had to plead guilty because they had no other option, they felt. This is to conspiracy to commit mail fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Each of these charges is punishable for up to 20 years in prison. They're really going to be in a full house. Okay. Lori doesn't understand why she's getting so much criticism for pleading not guilty. The source close to her says, people must not realize that she had no choice. The plea deal has been taken off the table, and this is the only way they've been told that she and her husband can avoid jail time and get another plea deal. They're hoping justice will prevail. Now, that sounds sensible, except that a law enforcement source tells CNN that Loughlin nor her husband have engaged in any substantial plea discussions, while Felicity Huffman, on the other hand, comes out, admits her guilt, and now she faces her sentencing, and the whole world seems to be a little happier with Felicity.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin taking a completely different angle with this.
And I heard on the Felicity Huffman tip that the feds are going to allow her attorneys to argue for the low end of the potential 10-month sentence she could get. Like, it sounds like they're saying, look, we appreciate you admitting it and being culpable and apologizing, and we're gonna help you serve as little jail time as possible, is what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, this seems the exact opposite. Prosecutors saying Loughlin and her husband, Giannulli, paid $500,000 to a fake charity to get their two daughters accepted into USC, falsely designating them as crew team recruits. And I'll tell you one thing. People recently have been asking me what college I went to. It's come up maybe two times since this. And when I say USC, they always make the same thing now. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you got in.
Sure.
Like, it does affect overall college in general.
Yeah, I would think so, too, yeah.
Not only USC, either.
What about the kids who didn't get into USC?
I know.
Because Lori Loughlin's daughters did.
It's awful. The whole thing's terrible.
She's going to do serious time.
Yes, I think she will be in jail for quite some time. Loughlin was dropped from her Netflix show Fuller House, which we know. She had multiple shows on the Hallmark Channel. Those have all been dropped, including When Calls the Heart. That's a bummer because that sounds like a real classic. She's hoping that she has a future in Hollywood following the scandal. Lori is hoping she can move past this and get back to work and doing what she loves, the source close to her says. There's no way, guys, this ever comes back.
I don't think so either.
No. You can never come
back. That's crazy.
She's a total loser.
Well, this has been established.
Canceled.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If she was ever in something, I would just audibly boo in my house. At the TV.
It's odd, but okay.
Also, what if it were only 35 minutes long?
35 minutes long? No, I'm giving her 3 minutes tops. Every interview should be 3 minutes. That's not true. I don't believe that. Guys, some celebrity birthdays. Maynard from Tool and A Perfect Circle. A lot of people wrote in that Maynard would have trouble with the 2-hour concert. He likes just doing the hits and getting out.
Oh, yeah. I think he would probably welcome that.
Yeah. I would be into it. Redman the Rapper, Liz Phair, Jennifer Garner, Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice, and Boomer Esiason, former Cincinnati Bengal quarterback and now sportscaster. And that's
what I just got to call you guys. I got to step out and go talk to my...
No, we need you.
Give away some April Fool's
stuff. Plumber?
This is your job, bro.
Because having problems with...
We need your vote.
Plumbing?
We're doing...
Also,
an
electrician needs to talk to me?
We're doing pun jokes right now. 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Kevin, why can't you take inventory in Afghanistan? Because of the Taliban. I mean, come on. This is what we're talking about here.
I know. That's my problem.
How do trees access the internet, Kevin? They log on. I mean, so if you want to see the great show with Adam Ray and Felipe Esparza and Greg Fitzsimmons and Eddie Eft and Jamie Lee Ray Romano and the Kevin Amin rap battle to the death, you need to be on the line right now. This game is called...
Go ahead.
Get it.
Go ahead.
This game is...
Go ahead.
Everybody have pun tonight.
Everybody have pun tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Kevin hates him. He thinks it's not right.
So we'll have some puns tonight.
Come on, Kev Dog. It's going to be so funny. Very funny.
Okay. Right?
All right. Why don't we start with, let's start with Amy in Santa Clarita to get us going. She is on line one, okay? So again, this is how it works. Amy, if your pun joke is the best, you just stay on hold. And everybody challenges you, but you win the ticket to the end. But if somebody comes up with a better one than you, then I'm sorry, we have to say goodbye.
What
right?
if no one's pun is good, the best? We just hang up on everybody,
I
right?
think they're all going to be good.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be beautiful, really, yeah.
All right. Amy, you're first up, though, and that has been good luck the last two times we've played this game because the first person is the person who ended up winning them. So what do you got?
So it's my birthday, so be nice. Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Don't tell a bad joke.
Thank you.
Okay.
So a Mexican magician is doing a magic trick. He says, uno, dos, and then he disappeared without a trace. But I'm
everybody have fun tonight.
That's a clever joke.
I loved it.
Kevin, clever joke, right?
That wasn't bad.
Yeah. He disappeared without a trace. Okay. All right.
That wasn't bad.
Amy's in the lead. Who's up next?
Jacob at El Monte.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
All right. What do you got for us, Jacob?
All right. My girlfriend told me she was leaving me because I kept pretending to be a transformer. I said, no, wait, I can change.
Goodbye, Jacob.
I'm still team magician.
Yeah, magician.
Agreed.
All right. Thank you for calling out.
All right. Let's go to Michael in Tarzana. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, party people.
Mm-hmm. Bring the bad. Let's hear it.
How do you plan a space party?
How do you plan a space party? I don't know.
You plan it.
Everybody have fun tonight.
I'm still team Trace.
Yeah, magician it is.
All right. Let's go to John in San Pedro. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Okay, so what do you call two guys hanging on a wall?
What do you call two guys hanging on a wall? I don't know.
Kurt and Rod.
Everybody have fun tonight.
What do we do here now?
I legitimately laughed out loud.
I'm still Amy. I'm still team Amy.
Jensen?
I'm going to go Kurt and Rod. So
I'm going to go Kurt and Rod also.
You guys are crazy.
I think I'm going to go Kurt. I'm sorry. It tickled me.
That was better than Left Without Trace.
Yeah.
Without
a trace. Amy. Oh, you're the worst. I love her. And I know it's birthday, your birthday.
Even. I hate you guys.
No, it's John.
I am not a fan of this game.
I am John in San Pedro. I'm Kurt and Rod, man.
Yep.
Hey, Justin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin is sad. Can you cheer him up with a great pun joke?
But I guarantee I will cheer you up, okay?
Okay.
The Mahatma Gandhi joke, you're going to love it.
All right.
So Mahatma Gandhi always went barefoot, and he went on a lot of starvation diets, which made him weak and gave him bad breath. So taken all together, he was a super calloused, fragile mystic hexed by halitosis.
I could practice for a week and would not be able to get that punchline out.
Gandhi moves on from
Team Justin, right?
Fragile mystic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
We got it, Justin.
Right.
Overselling now.
Yeah. Okay. Whew. That's a good one. Let's just go out on that, huh?
No. Let's take some more. We got some great pun jokes on the line.
I'm sure we do. Hey, Kim and San Dimas.
All right. This is my second pun contest. The first one was online, and when I logged back in to check to see if I won, no pun intended. Boom, boom.
She gave herself a rim shot.
Everybody have fun tonight.
I enjoyed the joke, but I'm sorry, I'm still Team Gandhi.
Yeah, Gandhi it is.
Team Gandhi. All right, let's go to Robert in Azusa. Hi.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's not going well at all.
It's going great. We're
really
having the time of our lives, and we're giving away April Foolishness tickets for puns. What do you have?
All right, let's see if I can do it. Did you guys hear about that new restaurant on the moon?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Well, the reviews say it has great food, but no atmosphere.
I laughed for real.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Kevin, you don't get it. There's no atmosphere on the moon.
I get it.
You don't
stupid.
Get it.
It's just
I think I'm still with Gandhi, though.
Yeah, Gandhi it is.
All right, one final contestant.
I think that's enough.
To try to knock Justin off the top, I think it's going to be David Marina Del Rey.
Hey, David.
Top of the morning to your boys.
And to you as well.
Why do the Irish only put 239 beans in their chili?
Why do the Irish only put 239 beans in their chili? I can't imagine.
Because one more would be too fire, T.
Everybody
too farty.
Whoa! Yep.
That can't be better than Justin.
I have it as
Are
better.
Are you crazy?
I have it as better.
That's better than...
And the accent, I have too farty.
What?
Yep.
I agree.
I hate everyone.
I agree with Justin.
I hate everybody in the world.
I love Justin and his Gandhi joke, but I'm sorry, this time around, David wins the tickets.
You go straight to hell.
It's a week from Friday. It's a great night of comedy. You can still buy those tickets right now. They're available as low as $30 with proceeds going to great local charities at AXS.com. David, we'll see you there, right?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for playing the game. Everybody
had fun tonight. I feel like we owe our listeners an apology unless I have completely brain farted on this and missed it, unless we did this 3 years ago and I just don't remember it.
You're apologizing for something 3 years ago?
I'm apologizing for a story that I think we missed, a viral video that I don't think in my memory, and you know how bad my memory is, but I don't think we ever addressed on this program. And if that's the case, we should have been fired because it's one of the most awesome videos ever, and it has resurfaced recently. I don't know why it's back. It's years old. I can't exactly place where it came from. I do know that Johnny Knoxville just tweeted it out last week.
Can I guess? Can I guess?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, guys. So, like, I'm in the middle of editing, and my Instagram account got deleted, and I'm trying to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can.
She's great.
And I don't know why it's not working out for me. I'm in LA because of this. I'm in LA because I want to be on Instagram.
And everybody knows this is the only city. Is that it?
No, we covered that. We actually did cover that.
Is it Damn Daniel?
It's not.
Another great guess.
Is it Chocolate Rain?
Is it Boy After Dentist?
Do you guys remember a video called Democracy Manifest?
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
Sounds horrible for me.
It's great. It was new to me also, and I'm so mad that we missed it whenever it was popular. I'm so mad about this. This is a guy who was a dine and dasher. All right. He's a former chef who would eat out at expensive restaurants, and then he would just leave before he paid the bill.
Okay.
He did it 54 times in Australia.
Wow.
He was known as the restaurant runner. His name is Paul Dusa. He was 48 years old, and he was finally caught. And the video that went viral apparently several times over the last 15 years, the video is of his arrest, is of him being escorted out of a restaurant where he was finally nabbed by the police and being forced into a police car because he's fighting the whole way. What's amazing about him, he's an old Hungarian guy, by the way, is he has an unbelievably awesome accent and delivery. And the stuff that he says as the police are trying to put him into the car will blow you away. So here is our favorite Dine and Dasher.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Sorry?
Already.
This is from 1910?
Is he reading from a scroll?
Already, it sounds like a Sean Connery movie from the 1960s, doesn't it?
60s?
Listen to his delivery.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
So he's essentially narrating his own arrest and putting in bigger context of how democracy operates, okay? He's like pointing out, this is where we're at, people.
Wow.
Have a look at the headlock here. Okay, see that chap over there? Okay. Get your hand off my penis!
What? What? Play that again. What?
So he's in a headlock and he's accusing one of the police officers who's trying to, again, force him into a police car of accidentally touching his genitals.
Have a look at the headlock here. Okay, see that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
I suspect we'll be hearing that soundbite forever.
This is the bloke who got me on the penis, people.
This is the... Listen, again, the delivery is... the accent is amazing. The delivery is even more amazing. Listen to this. This is Shakespeare, you guys.
This is the bloke who got me on the penis, people.
This is so weird.
People.
Why did you do this? The car. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
This can't Be real.
It is. It's real. So again, 54 times he's dined and dashed. Now he's asking the police, why are you arresting me just for eating a meal? And not just any meal, a succulent Chinese meal again.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
He's all just his cadence. His cadence.
Yes, it's weird.
I want him to read everything to
too.
Me. I don't want to ever listen to any other voice but his.
Agreed.
There's more.
Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Yes. I see that you know your judo well.
I see that you know your judo well.
Right. So he was fighting and they were...
Yes, there's like six cops tried to force him into this
car.
And eventually they do get him into the car, and he has something to say for the police officer on the other side of the vehicle as well.
Good. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your...
What is happening?
Charles Dosa is his name. He died in 2003.
Oh, rest in peace.
Which makes me so sad because I want him on the show full time.
Agreed.
There were some rumors that he was also apparently a chess grandmaster, but I went deep into the Reddit threads on him yesterday, and apparently he just had the same name as the chess grandmaster.
I can't let that pass.
How much time did you spend doing a deep dive on this story?
Okay, if you had come across this video,
yes.
And by the way, it was a listener who sent it to me. I got to find the
Sweet.
Name and thank him. But if you had come across this video, you would never stop looking for more information about
Agreed.
This guy, right?
That's
you. You would be looking for other videos. You would be looking for just more news coverage or something.
Seeing
like
if he needs a roommate.
Yes, yeah, seeing if we can live with him. Do you mind if I play the whole thing all the way through? Just one.
No,
more
time? I'd love it.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cuffs.
Why did you do this to me?
In the car.
Get some cuffs. For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir.
Oh,
yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off
me? Oh, my God.
He very much reminds me of our old friend Doc on the Rock, too, a little bit, by the way.
A bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where
that's
were
great.
We?
I don't
how
know.
Were we asleep at the wheel? When that video was out, Kevin and Bean had a duty to bring that to the K-Rock
Man,
movie.
That's
where
good.
Were
did you
we?
Miss my video?
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Agreed.
And my day is.
We should do some more pun jokes, you guys. That was so fun.
Oh, yeah,
cool.
Let's do it every day.
Man, that was fun.
Hey, Kevin, if you're ever attacked by a mob of clowns, go for the juggler. Kevin B. Lister, Mark. Come on. Those are funny.
They're great.
Pun jokes are funny. Let's do it again tomorrow. Or let's have a succulent Chinese meal.
Now I'm in.
All right.
Kevin
and Bean on a Wednesday morning. Allie is out today. She's missing a heck of a show. Jensen's filling in. What's happening this morning?
There's a Beyonce surprise album.
What?
Yep.
What noise is that?
Beyonce's new Netflix film, Homecoming, has debuted on Netflix. It is an intimate and in-depth look at Beyonce's 2018 Coachella performance. And on top of that, they released a full live album called Homecoming. It includes all of the music from the set, as well as Beyonce's daughter Blue Ivy singing Lift Every Voice and Sing, and Beyonce's new cover of Frankie Beverly and Maze's Before I Let Go. Jay-Z, J Balvin, the Destiny's Child groupmates Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams, as well as Solange, which Bean said last time, is included on the live album.
Kevin, did you see it in person?
Yes, it was amazing.
It was one of the great Coachella performances of all time.
Well, I think it would be a lot better if it wasn't 2 hours and 17 minutes long.
It deserved to be, and it was fantastic.
No, way too long. All of the footage is there on that Netflix special. You guys should see that, as well as some behind the scenes footage, which I know Kevin's super into.
Yep. I love that stuff too.
It's all narrated.
There's a lot of work that goes into putting on a show like that, and it's fun to see.
Yeah, and it's narrated by Beyonce, so you get to hear her voice.
Pretty cool.
Also, speaking of the Carter family.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z will be reopening Webster Hall this following Friday.
Is that right? They closed it down
for a little bit.
And did everything,
and
right?
Redid it, and now he's going to be reopening it.
How about that?
He also reopened the Palladium here.
He only goes to places so that he can be the first person to play.
Yeah, actually,
there's
a Church's Chicken near my house that closed. It's reopening soon, and Jay-Z's going to play there, which is good. You guys like Chewy Chips Ahoy?
I do, very much.
Well, I got bad news for you.
I do, too.
Oh, you do? You like it?
I mean, come on.
Okay. Well, some packages of Chewy Chips Ahoy cookies were recalled last weekend due to the possible presence of an unexpected solidified ingredient.
That doesn't sound delicious.
Solidified?
What does that mean?
It's a non-food item is what it means.
Can't be good.
But solidified, isn't that like a process like that went wrong?
I mean, it could be anything. It could be a foot.
Could it be a foot?
A full foot in a cookie?
It could be a metal washer. I mean, we don't know what it is.
It could be a piece of glass. This voluntary recall is being conducted because of the potential for certain products to contain an unexpected solidified ingredient. Some reports of potential adverse health effects have been received. That is so vague. That could be anything.
Yeah, no kidding.
The 13-ounce packages that have been affected have a best when used by date. Write this down because you'll need to know. September 7th, September 8th, September 14th, and September 15th. If any of your cookies have that on there, look for a foot.
Okay.
Look for a foot.
What would be your dream person to perform at your wedding?
Rage Against the Machine. Nothing says wedding like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, I mean, get political.
I mean, I would say Taylor, but then I would never look at the bride.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the point? That would be a bad call.
Unless she is your bride.
Don't even start him on that path.
I don't know. That's a tough one, Jensen. I mean, I would imagine, you know, you had John Mayer playing at your wedding. And I would imagine that was pretty high up on your list of things that you thought would be awesome.
People would probably pick him a lot, I think.
I would think so, too.
I do, too.
Well, Katy Perry, who's going around doing press for the new upcoming season of American Idol, she has a wedding coming up to fiancé Orlando Bloom. And during the press run, they asked her about some wedding plans. And she said she's not even in the mode of that yet. She's just trying to figure out this show. But Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie, who are her co-hosts, brought up some ideas. Lionel Richie said, no matter what, I'm at the wedding.
Okay.
And then Luke Bryan said, what if you did Endless Love and I'll be the Diana Ross? So Lionel's.
Interesting.
Luke Bryan plays the Diana Ross part. I would love Diana Ross and Lionel. I would just like Lionel Richie to perform at my wedding.
Endless Love at a wedding? Sure.
That would be awesome.
That would be something.
I think Endless Love is one of the greatest love songs ever written.
Wasn't it also, I think I'm remembering this correctly, wasn't it also a huge, perhaps even number one hit again with Mariah Carey and Luther Vandross?
Oh, it was. I don't know if it was a number one hit.
It was a big hit, though, right? They performed it together as well. I mean,
yes.
That song had a second life.
Endless Love was a number one hit, obviously, for Richie and Ross. It was recorded for a Brooke Shields movie of the same name. Did you know that?
No.
Fun fact right there.
I had no idea.
It's not a fun fact.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
It's just a fact.
No, it's a fun fact.
Okay.
And I also think that Katy would enjoy having two men sing that song at her wedding because she's so all up in the LGBTQ community as well.
Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
I hope I'm going to be invited.
You should be. Sounds like you're going to yell her name and they're going to run out together. Grammy-nominated singer Bebe Rexha has revealed through Twitter that she is bipolar. The 29-year-old shared the information during a series of tweets from her official account on Monday. She wrote, "For the longest time, I didn't understand why I felt so sick, why I felt lows that made me not want to leave the house or be around people, and why I felt highs that wouldn't let me sleep, wouldn't let me stop working or creating music. And now I know why. I love you all very much," she added, "and I hope you accept me as I am." It's kind of awesome that in 2019,
agreed,
mental health is so open to be talked about that you could just tweet it and it goes into sort of the lexicon, people looking for things to connect with.
There was a goalie last night, was it for the Islanders?
Yeah, Robin Leonard.
Yeah, who was playing for Buffalo at one time, and he was also, he went to them and said, I'm in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. Mentally, I'm having problems. I do have thoughts of suicide. And they got him the help that he needed, and it turns out he was bipolar and started taking medication and is playing back in the NHL. And he's like, I give all the credit to the Buffalo franchise for helping me.
I know that when I was...
It's not surprising to hear anymore, which is
not
great.
At all. Yeah. When I was looking for help with OCD, I remembered the pitcher Zach Greinke, who ended up being on the Dodgers. He was an ace for the Dodgers.
Right.
But he was on Toronto for a while, and he missed starts because of OCD and had such problems that he basically had to take a season off.
Wow.
And that was like the first time I'd ever heard of anyone kind of coming out and admitting to OCD, so I did a ton of research on him when I was younger. And anything that sort of, you know, I guess... Whatever you can do to make it more normal,
yes,
as a celebrity is a good thing. So applause
for
her.
But I'm sad that you couldn't buy his jersey because it was an odd number.
Bean. Happy birthday to Jennifer Gardner, Liz Phair, Redman, he's a rapper, Maynard from Tool in A Perfect Circle, Posh Spice, she's known as Victoria Beckham by the government, and Boomer Esiason.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 938.
Jensen, I know you're in for Ally, and you have a very full What's Happening schedule, but do you mind if I ask just one quick question off topic?
Oh, no worries, man.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
my new favorite. I'm so sad he's dead.
We tweeted out the video earlier. It's been around for a while, but it's new to us, and we're just obsessed with this poor dead guy now.
Brilliant.
It's called the Democracy Manifest, and you should check it out on the Kevin Bean social media from earlier today. And if you missed the full thing, you definitely want to get today's Kevin Bean podcast because it's spectacular.
Yeah, he is God's gift.
Agreed.
Unfortunately, he is now with God.
Mm. Yes.
But if he wasn't, he would 100% now be on staff.
See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the mic who got me on the penis, people.
Succulent Chinese meal.
All right, Jensen, so what's happening?
Speaking of audio that has just been unearthed, Madonna's 14th studio album is on its way, and today we hear the first song from Madame X. That's the name of the record. The 60-year-old pop icon dropped the Maluma-assisted song, Merian. It's her
Where
first...
Where do you think Madonna is in the pop zeitgeist now? In other words, most Kiss FM listeners right now, they know of Madonna, but she probably hasn't had a hit on the radio in the last few years that they would know, right?
Well, she hasn't even had a single
I don't think so, no.
Since 2015, and that song was Bitch on Madonna, which... Blech, that song sucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, this song, let's listen to it. This is it.
That's not the song. Oh.
That's not the song. This right here is the song. That's not it. This is the song.
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop f***ing lying.
It doesn't sound like her.
No, are you guys talking about the new Madonna song?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it.
Okay.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Unless you can prove otherwise.
Wow.
Well, I think I can. This is the new Madonna song.
Okay.
This is it.
How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich.
There are a lot of people out there who are really excited about this new Madonna song.
I don't think so, Bean.
So that's
I don't think
why,
there are.
That's why I'm going to actually play it for everybody.
No more
faking it. This time in life, I'm making it. Ooh.
She still got it.
All right, this is really it. Media.
I don't like the direction she's going.
No, this seems over the top.
Oh, that's you know what? That's Yoko Ono.
Oh,
you know what?
I've got the Madonna though. That was Yoko, but I actually have the real Madonna. This is the new song just released.
Love, love, love you, baby. Oh, love you, baby. Oh, love you, baby.
I don't think that's her.
I wasn't expecting a cover. Were you guys?
I don't think that's her. Well,
Do you have it, Kevin?
Yeah, the new Madonna.
The new one.
Yeah, I have that.
Poop-dee-doo-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
I don't think that's her, actually.
No, that's not it. That's because I just found it.
Oh, thank you.
This is the new Madonna.
Love you, baby.
That's not the one I wanted to play, but that was very funny. No, this is it. Totally different direction for her.
Yeah.
All right, do we want to play the real one?
Yes, the real one. Here we go.
Here's the real one. They call me Gold, let's take a trip. She gave me Paulo Galeano. They call me Gold, I'll be so good for you. Turn them on, mommy. They call me Gold, let's take a trip. Dame de eso que tú estás tomando. They call me Gold, I'll be so good for you. Si te enamoro.
Could be anyone.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Sorry, sir.
And my day is ruined.
Okay. Someone told Madonna we live in a Despacito world now.
That
for sure.
Sucked.
Yeah, it's not good.
It wasn't as good as any of the other songs we played.
Why wouldn't she put out a good one?
Because she's chasing trends. She's not.
She
Madonna,
does seem to be, huh?
The best part about Madonna was that she was original and new and fresh, and everything for the last 10 years has basically been whatever's on the charts. On her new album, she has Quavo from Migos and, like, the guys from Ray Schremer. Like, it's just like...
So what's popular right now? Okay, let's get them.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, the shape. Spanglish hits are the hottest things in America right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
So, I mean, it kind of plays to what you're saying, Jensen, which is she just... She's not leading, she's following.
More La Isla Bonita for me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The track serves as the first official preview of Madame X, an album based around a character who works as a secret agent traveling around the world, changing identity, fighting for freedom, and bringing light to dark places.
I'm sorry? Yeah! I'm sorry. Wait, that's what the album is about?
Yeah, man.
Wow. Would you guys feel better if I told you that there's a B-side of that song?
Oh, absolutely. At least one. Like,
it shows a little different side to what Madonna's doing. So, I mean, she's not putting all her eggs in one basket. She's still rocking, too.
Good. I want to see some naked dudes. It's why I built this pool.
I mean, that still sounds great.
Yeah, that's probably more on track.
That's a bop.
Look out for the new album in the next few months. USA Today has released... this is very funny to me. USA Today reveals exclusively what Time Magazine is doing.
What?
I think print is in a weird place. Time issue, they always put out this 100 Most Influential People issue, and they do different covers with different faces of people that they're honoring. This year, can you guys guess who's on it?
Well, if there's any justice... President Donald Trump would be on one of the covers.
He is not on it.
He's the most influential person in the world.
He's not, and neither is the guy who
Him or not, I can't understand how he's not on. Okay.
I think it's unfair that the guy with the limp penis also hasn't been on it every single year. But these are the people. Okay. Ready? These are just the covers. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Sure. He's the biggest movie star in the world and the highest paid movie star in the world, so that seems like a good choice.
He is. And then there's Bean's favorite, Taylor Swift.
Well deserved.
Yep.
And then there's
Jesus.
Nope, Jesus is not on it.
Okay.
Sandra Oh.
She is breaking through Asian barriers, certainly for actresses.
She is. Gayle King for her work on the R. Kelly interview.
Okay.
I mean, she also is the co-host of the CBS Morning Show and has become very well respected as a journalist over the last few years. I mean, for when she was hired, people were like, why are they giving Oprah's friend a job?
Yeah,
and now she's like a legitimate journalist.
Yeah, who knew?
I think people even forget that she's Oprah's best friend.
I do, too. I mean, she's a real star.
Soccer star Mohamed Salah.
Sure. Which one's he, Kevin? What should we know about him?
He's a star of Liverpool. He's fantastic.
Okay.
Hmm. He's really good.
Robert. Nancy Pelosi.
Most powerful woman in the history of U.S. politics.
Those are the covers.
Okay.
What about, is he a pig?
No, he's not on it.
Okay, we do not have time to get started down guessing.
Here's some other ones, just so you know.
Okay.
Gal Gadot wrote, because they get people to write about these, you know, like celebrity friends,
right,
to write about the most influential people. So Gal Gadot wrote about The Rock. Shawn Mendes profiled Taylor Swift. Shonda Rhimes talked about Sandra Oh. Director Ava DuVernay wrote about Gayle King. So here's some others on the list. Regina King, Lady Gaga, Brie Larson, Spike Lee. Beyonce wrote about Michelle Obama. That's pretty cool.
Of course, yeah.
Robert Redford wrote about Glenn Close. Warren Buffett wrote about LeBron James.
What?
Jessica Lange wrote about Ryan Murphy. Sean Parker wrote about Mark Zuckerberg. Tessa Thompson about Brie Larson. All, I mean, there's many more.
Can I tell you that this is an issue of time that I will pick up and read?
Yeah, this is. I think this is great. And I love reading what other celebrities write about these influential stars. That's my thing, you know. It's my kink.
Not a big reader.
Well, you should
read
more. Do you guys want to hear about some birthdays?
Sure.
Okay. Victoria Beckham. She was known as Posh Spice. Jennifer Gardner. Liz Phair. Maynard from Tool and A Perfect Circle. The rapper Redman, who has the greatest crib segment of all time.
Mm.
They
What did he have? Do you have a shark?
No, the exact opposite. His doorbell didn't work. He had to put together two cords in order for it to work. He walked by one of his rooms. He goes, "That's my cousin." They pan down. He's just sleeping on the floor. It's a great episode. You should look it up on YouTube. And also, it's Boomer Esiason. And then,
University of Maryland Terrapin, by the way.
What is it?
University of Maryland Terrapin. He went to my alma mater, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
right.
He was a big deal.
We had this conversation off the air. We said, "Bean, don't bring that up.
Yeah,
no one cares."
No, but when I was in college,
also not a conversation starter. It's just there's nowhere to go. All
right. Right. Well,
so
I'm not asking.
Who cares?
We're talking about the celebrity. So, like Benson. Fact about the Redman.
He's cutting out. It's the end of the show, which is lucky.
Cutting out.
I'm just saying, when I was in college,
understand.
Feel that we had a player in the. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
Yeah. I went to school with Reggie White. You don't see me bragging.
On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour.
I'm going to just keep it a bean.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Get up on this with Jensen. We've got Dr. Drew like we do on Thursdays. We're going to work on our rap battle a little bit for April Foolishness. Don't forget, you can still buy your tickets at AXS.com, and you can win a pair on tomorrow morning's show. And
are we bringing our own heat on the rap battle, Jensen?
That's the idea. What we
want
you to
do. Heard how little we can rap. Now you want to see how little we can write.
Yeah, like you guys need to come with some heat about someone. We haven't picked out who your victims are yet.
Just not each other yet.
Yes, each of you are going to get a separate victim from the show. And you can start with me, because I think I said I was classmates with Reggie White. I meant Reggie Bush, but that's how into football I am. So maybe write that down about my masculinity. Yeah.
Right, sure. And the band Garbage will join us in studio.
Love it.
They're incredible.